from God. Am I on? I'm on here. I don't hear. There you go. Everything that we need from God has already been granted to us. We are, when I say we, I'm talking about mankind. We are made out of three parts. We are spirit, soul, and body. When you get saved, when I say you, I'm talking about us. When we get saved, the only part of us that really changes is our spirit. We receive, sister, is our spirit. And our spirit, that's why they call it the new birth. It becomes total, it becomes 100% just like Jesus' spirit. In other words, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is also now residing on the inside of us. And it'll stay dormant all the days of our life unless we understand or know that it's there and do something with it. So you are not, we are not just a man or just a woman. We're more than that. We are one-third totally righteous and totally holy. Our spirit is spotless. Our spirit is just like Jesus, just like anybody in heaven. It is without spot, it's without blemish. The blessings that we have are housed within our spirit. The challenge that we have and we will have all the days of our life is how do I renew my mind to understand that truth that I just gave you? And the answer to that is the Word of God says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, that we renew our mind with the Word of God. And as our mind becomes renewed, then our spirit can communicate effectively with that soul part of us, spirit, soul, and body, spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit can communicate effectively with our soul and release that power within our soul, and then it will be appropriated into our flesh, and that's what drives out sicknesses, and that's what drives out disease. And so, having said that, don't ever be afraid of cancer or no other disease. Right. Because most people hear cancer and they unravel like a baseball that, you know, if you pull the covers off, I haven't done this in a long, long time, but if you pull the covers off of a baseball, it's all stringy. Golf balls are the same way. Well, it'll unravel like that. And so we have to know and understand, it doesn't matter what the doctors say, that the force within us is greater than all those reports. But if you don't know that, you will unravel, and the fact that your mind is not renewed, the enemy will dominate your thoughts with that, and that's what kill you, is the thought that this cancer is greater than God. This tuberculosis is greater than God. Sugar diabetes is greater than God. This hypertension is greater than God, and it will totally consume your thoughts, and then you're not able to recover because your mind is focused on what the doctor said rather than what the Word of God says. And if you don't spend time in the Word renewing your mind, it'll destroy you. I've been diagnosed before with cancer, but you can't let that affect you at all. Amen, amen. I remember years ago the doctor told me that, and he was looking for a reaction, and he said, "Don't nothing move you." I said, "Well, yeah, it's the Word, the Word moving." Amen. Because I know what happens. I know exactly probably what happened. People tell, you know, your doctor tell them that and they fall apart. You know, probably have to let you stay in the room for 30 minutes before anybody else can get in there because you fall apart. Because when you hear that, if you don't understand that what's in you is greater, glory to God, than high blood pressure, cancer, tuberculosis, AIDS, whatever you want to call it, is greater than that. If you don't understand, recognize, and activate that in your life, it will kill you.
That's right.
Amen. I'm talking about graveyard dead. Amen. And it'll get, and that's why Christians die, because they refuse not that we're bad people, it's just that we allow the lie to be more predominant in our life than the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. See, all the test is going to tell you is what's there. Now you know how to pray. Now you know what to do. You don't let the test determine whether or not, you know, God is with you or that you're going to recover. There is no disease known to man that it ever be known to the man that the blood of Jesus has not has already covered. Amen. Because he carried all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases. You know, it was to the fact that he was really unrecognizable. You know, the film, The Passion, really doesn't do it justice. He was so distorted, he was unrecognizable. When you put all diseases, past, present, and future, into somebody, you wouldn't be able to recognize him. Amen. So you're going to have to decide, saints of God, are we been coming to church just to shout and dance, or we've been coming to church to learn the word of God so that it will change our lives?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I see more Christians panic than I do unbelievers. Be in hospital rooms crying like there ain't no hope. You know, they come in there with the little white coats on and all this kind of stuff. You can't let that stuff move you. You got to stay in the word of God. Amen. Now, take, you know, until you don't have to, you take your medicine, you get your procedures, whatever you need to get. But it is God. James 1:17 says every good and perfect gift is from above. Amen. So you know the devil is not did not invent surgery or medicine. Amen. But there's something better than surgery, and there's something better than medicine, and that's walking and living in divine health.
Yes.
Glory to God. Get to the point where you ain't taking no pills.
Yes.
Amen. I know a lot of Christians that don't take them, but most Christians take them. Now, I'm not going to do a census, and I bet you in here that almost everybody over 30 years old taking something. And those that are not 30, they got aspirins in their pocketbook. Glory to God. Amen. Almost, if you look in most pocketbooks, I bet you can find some aspirin right now. Why? Because we don't take time to learn how to believe in that. We just keep popping aspirin. Aspirins don't fix nothing. It just masks the fact that you got pain. It's still there. I mean, sometimes you're in a hurry, you got to take one, but you need to find out, why is my head hurt? It is not normal to have any aches or pain. If you got a little ache in your thumb, you don't sit around and wait till your whole hand is full of arthritis and rheumatism before you go to the doctor. That's the initial sign. You speak to that thumb and tell it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, ache, you got to go.
Yeah.
But see, we will tolerate little stuff just like a cataract. It'll come and it'll be so subtle. You don't know nothing happened until all of a sudden you can't see, you know, your vision is clouded. And that's how we do with sickness and disease. We don't move until your whole hand is almost like Frankenstein hand and you can't even open it or can't close it. And it all started with your thumb aching and we wouldn't do anything with it. Amen. It's not normal, let me say it again, for anything on you to hurt. Amen. And you better understand that. You say, well, you know, well, a lot of times stuff will hurt because we weigh too much. Let me get down here. I said a lot of times stuff will hurt us because we weigh too much. And it's too much pressure on our hips and our knees, and that'll mess with us. Amen. Put them rocks down. Amen. Amen. Maybe the chicken too. Amen. So exercise is a good thing. Amen. Y'all might need to ask Dominique, where you going? Amen. Don't try to get in there free. You might need to write a check. Glory to God. We always want free stuff. Y'all found Hosea yet? Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, saints, God's grace at Calvary through Jesus has provided everything that we will ever need in, for our entire life. In other words, all the blessings, all the healing, all the prosperity, all the peace, joy, love, and victory is already in us. And we've got to learn the key thing to God is, how do I release it? Amen. So if that's a true statement, then is why are we still suffering? Well, here's one of the reasons here. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed or cut off or messed up because of a lack of knowledge. In other words, you don't know. You don't know that you don't supposed to be sick. You don't know that you don't supposed to be broke. Amen. We tolerate brokenness. Amen. It's certain people, you're broke every year. You're broke at the same time of the year. Every Christmas. Every when school starts, you're broke. And it's like clockwork. That ain't normal. But yet still, we tolerate it. We tolerate it because we got social agency. Well, so I'll just go down to the Mercy Center, you know, and they'll pay my light bill and my water bill. That ain't living. Yeah, your light bill paid and your water bill paid, but you ain't got nothing in your pocket. Amen. Amen. I want to have light and water and a pocket full of money too. Glory to God. Amen. Because when you get your light bill paid and your water bill paid, and then we go on a trip to Italy, you can't even go. Talking about anybody got a ticket? No, ain't nobody gonna pay your way to Italy now. They might. You know, you get your way paid to Orlando and Tampa. And maybe even Georgia. Glory to God. But see, we put up with too much, saint to God. Even in our marriages, we tolerate too much. Well, he usually home by 3 a.m. What? You just put up with it, talking about, well, we got these children. Man, when them children get grown, they're going to leave your butt home by yourself, and you're going to be mad that you ain't get rid of him or her while they was little, so you don't have to put up with this stuff. You can't stay with somebody just because of some children. Them children are going to be gone. Then you're going to be home bitter by yourself. Then every time you see me, you're going to get mad, roll your eye. Boy, you got to learn how to do it. I ain't trying to tell you to break up. I'm just trying to tell you, stop taking foolishness off people. Let folks run all over you and just treat you all kind of way, talk to you all kind of way. That's to put up with that. Don't be putting up with no devil. In other words, you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Stand in your ground. Glory to God. You know, Florida got a stand your ground law. You know, Christians ought to have a stand your ground law. Ain't putting up this no more. He says, my people are cut off because are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Then it says, goes on to say, also because thou hast rejected. Sometimes you know the truth, but you reject it. He said, well, I reject your truth, Pastor. Well, did you do what the word of God said that came out of the pulpit? Well, no, I ain't really do it. Well, you rejected it. Anytime we hear the truth, whether you read it in the book, whether you hear it in a sermon, whether you hear it on the radio or DVD or what have you, anytime you hear the truth and do not do it, you have rejected that truth. Amen. And there is a penalty to pay when you reject God's word. Amen. You cannot be blessed by rejecting the things of God. So you got to wake up because all of us are in the mess that we're in because we won't do what we're supposed to do. Amen. Anytime that I'm infirm, I always look in the mirror. And I usually go through periods and I got to get out of this cycle. I'm tired of this cycle. I go through a period with 5 years and absolutely nothing. Nothing is wrong. Then all of a sudden, it seems like 4 or 5 things hit you at the same time. I said, no, I got to get out of this cycle. Sick of that. Amen. And we've got to do it. We've got to do it. Amen. When Cecilia passed, I took that personal. I took it personal. I said, what could I have done more of or different? Amen. But she should still be here. Amen. And so we can't just not allow the enemy just to take our stuff and we act like everything all right. No, it's war. War has been declared. At 2067th Avenue South, war has been declared. Amen. Ephesians. Stop messing around. Y'all fighting each other, mad at each other, rolling eyes at each other, ain't talking to each other. Trying to get some woman to like you, trying to get some man to like you, please. Somebody like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Amen. You'll know when it happened. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, I done been out of it so long, I don't know. I'm going to just tell you up front. I just don't know. People say they flirt. I don't know. People just be nice to me. I don't know whether they're flirting or not. I don't. I really don't. Just use, you know, and I certainly ain't flirting. Ain't trying to anyway. Amen. Yeah. Well, so well, I'm gonna make it plain. Well, that's what you're gonna have to do. That's what you're gonna have to do. Make it plain. Glory to God. Amen. Ephesians 6 says. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. In who? In the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I don't know, some of y'all are a little maybe too young to know this cartoon, but it used to be a cartoon called The Roadrunner, and it's still on. And that was a coyote on the Roadrunner. His name was Wiley Coyote, just like this word here. You know, he always had little tricks. But if you ever notice, his tricks never worked. His tricks are always backfired on him. And so it's the same thing here. The Word of God says that so we can stand against the wiles of the devil, or the tricks, or the trickery, or the chicanery of the devil. Amen. But if you ain't got the armor on, if you just walk around with just a hat and ain't got the rest of your armor on, you know, you're vulnerable for attack. Why do I need that on, Father? The answer is, says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Church, if we can just understand that, we'll stop fighting each other. For we wrestle not, and understand that we are family. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. You got to understand is that there is a battle going on in the unseen realm. We are so moved, only moved for most people, by what you can see. And that's why medical reports scare people, or credit reports and all these other kind of reports, and boyfriend, girlfriend reports. You know, you at the bus stop and you see Pookie in the car with Shanae-Nae. You can't even concentrate the rest of the day because you move by what you see. Amen. But see, we won't listen to nobody. We won't listen to people that have wisdom. We won't listen to your pastor. We won't listen to your mama, your grandmama, what have you. Because grandmama told you, leave Pookie alone. But Grandma, you don't understand. Look, Grandma wasn't always Grandma. Grandma was you one time. And Grandma got burned. Or face in the fire. She's trying to keep you from getting your face burned in the fire. But not all of that, you sticking in it, you know, you're sticking your face in the fire while you're holding the gasoline can. Because we just won't listen. Amen. And that same thing happened in the church. Most folks come, they won't listen to what the pastor say. Amen. Now, sometimes you get a guest pastor, you know, T.D. Jakes come, everybody in here be taking notes. I say, you hypocrites. Glory to God. Amen. Same word, different style. Same word, different style. Amen. Praise God. Same thing we do with your parents. You don't pay attention. You go to somebody else's house, and you listen like you ain't never heard it before. Amen. We all been there. Praise God. Amen. The Message Bible says that, getting back to Hosea, I like it. It says, my people are ruined because they don't know what's right or what's true. Woo! Ruin, the Message Bible say, because they don't know what's right and they don't know what's true. Amen. So what's right and what's true? Go to John chapter 17, the Gospel of John. You better learn what's right and what's true. This will save your life. You say, well, Pastor, you know, if I just do all that stuff you say, well, I won't be able to have no fun. Look, you can have this word of God. What can cause you to have the most fun you ever had in your whole life. Amen. See, you equate fun with some light flashing in the club or some woman on the pole. You know, you equate that with fun, but that ain't fun. It looked like fun. That only excites your flesh, but I'm talking about something that will cause your spirit to do loop-de-loops. That's the word of God, and which will have an impact on your flesh. Amen. See, once again, that's why we, you know, that's why we love sin, because sin is exciting. Club is fun until you get tired of it and almost get shot one night, and then you say, well. You know, everybody at the table got shot but you. He said, well, I guess God trying to tell me something. No, it was God been, you know, told you that a long time ago. You just lucky, that's all. Amen, you just lucky. You got to do the right thing while you can do the right thing. John 17:17, as you all know, this is a prayer. This whole chapter is Jesus praying. Jesus always was talking to the Father. Why? Because he was a man. While he was here on earth, he was God in the flesh. He had flesh and bone, just like you and I. And it took someone with flesh and bone to die to pay the price for us. But that person had to be spotless, sinless, and Jesus pulled it off. So it can be done if you want it to be done. Most of us don't fight very hard. Amen. We don't fight. We say, well, no. I don't care. Pookie can knock on the door all he want. I ain't letting him in. Ding dong. Who is it? Pook. Pook, I told you that I ain't want you to come over no more. Girl, you know you ain't mean that. I'm going to do better. You go, K. Child, please. Please. Jesus said in John 17:17, he's praying, and he says, talking to the Father. Let's go to 16. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And then Jesus said, now sanctify them or set them apart through that truth. What truth? Jesus said, your word. Your word is truth. Saints of God, we're looking here at 66 books of truth. No lies at all, no hidden agenda, no hidden motive, just straight up truth. The highest form of reality is truth. Amen. And if we listen and do, your life will be a whole lot better. Listening and doing. Can't just listen, but you got to listen and do. Amen. See, because if you don't believe that the word of God is truth, how can you expect to live in the blessings of God if you don't even believe the word is true? Well, you can't really expect it. Now, if you do believe that the word of God is true, then why won't we do what the word of God say? My, my, my. James chapter 1. Glory to God. I use a little commentary to look up a couple of things. I'm going to read you my notes from that, too. I think that'll bless you. James chapter, I'm going the wrong way. Hebrew James. James chapter 1. Excellent example. Now, remember, we said that we want to know how do I get my spirit is born again. I'm totally like Jesus on the inside. Just like Jesus. The same, Brother Jay, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Living. He's on the inside of you. And so we got to understand that. We got to do something with that. How do I get that power from my spirit into my flesh so that my flesh can demonstrate that I'm blessed? Walking in health, right mind, pocketbook full of money, children acting right, happily married or happily single, you know, whatever you want to be. Amen. You do it. You got to understand how do I, you do that through renewing your mind, reading the word of God, allowing that word of God to sink into your spirit, but you pray for understanding because you want to understand what the word of God is talking about so you can receive it and allow it to do what it does. And so it's always something you're going to have to do all the time. You got to believe that you got to believe that you already got it. You got to believe that the healing power of God, the restoring power of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God is already on the inside of you. You ain't trying to get it. It's already there. Amen. Your job is to learn how to release it into your flesh via your soul, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. So if your mind is squirrely, then you have a tough time being consistently blessed because your mind is the tunnel that those blessings are going to go through. Get that. James 1, verse 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." Let me say that again. "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." So if you hear the word and don't do it, the word of God says you done fool your own self into thinking that you ain't got to do what you just read. Now, the enemy will talk you out of your blessing. The enemy will say, "Well, child, please don't listen to him. This is 2017. You know, if you want to do, you know, it's your, you know, you can do what you want to do. If you want to have Pookie over, just let him over. Shanae over, just let her, you know, let her over." Well, yeah, it is 2017, but they was talking like that 2,000 years ago. And before then, they was talking like that. There ain't nothing new. None of this stuff y'all doing is new. All these little tricks we got, we think it's new. As stuff ain't, Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun. We just give it different labels. Amen. You got to be a doer of the word. Many of you heard me over the years, do the word. Do the word. That's for me too, because when I tell you, it reinforces it in me. Do the word. Do the word. You want a successful marriage? Do the word. Amen. You want to get married? Do the word. Happy being single? Just keep doing the word. Amen. But you got to do the word. And my commentary here says, those who hear but don't do what God's word instructs deceive only themselves. Ooh. Let me read that again. Those who hear but don't do what God's word instructs us to do deceive only themselves. We ain't fooling nobody but your own self. You ain't fooling your neighbor, you're fooling your own self. And it says they don't deceive God and they don't deceive others, but they harden their own hearts every time they fail to act on the truth of God's word that they have heard and have revealed to them. So every time, saints of God, that's what makes it so hard. Every time we come here on Sunday, on Wednesday, women's fellowship or whatever kind of fellowship, you know, going to George Meyer or TD or Brother Copeland or whoever it is come to town, we hear that word and don't do it. We just become a little bit hardened every time, every time. That's why we can sit in here and hear the gospel and go out and cut somebody out in the parking lot. That's why, you know, I done heard people cuss here in the church that I wouldn't have guessed in 1,000 years would cuss in the church. Their heart has become hardened because they won't do the word. Bibles all wrote up, marked up, pages falling out. That don't mean dooley squat. You got to do the word. It ain't about how many pages we got marked up, how many scriptures you can quote, how many of them do you do? Is the question. Because every time you don't do it, your heart getting a little hardened, and you just get further, just like a cataract. You just get, you know, more and more till you get, you know, you get to the point that you can't even see. You hear the word of God, you'd be saying, boy, I wish my cousin was here to hear this. And it's for you. Boy, you have to watch out, saints. All of us have to watch out. If you don't practice what you hear, your heart will get hardened. And that's why when we hear negative reports, we fall apart because we allowed our hearts to get hardened because we didn't do the word of God. Because we got mad about this, that, or the other. The devil will set you up to see you fall. Or have you mad about something else to block another blessing. Boy, you got to be on your toes when it comes to that no good joker. Because he don't care nothing about you. We just pawns in this game, saints. You better understand, they don't care nothing about you. Just using you to get back at God. Because he know he is T-H-U, foo. Verse 23 says, for if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Goodness. Look, oh boy, I got so blessed on my commentary on this. It says, looking into the word of God is like looking into a spiritual mirror. I've been saying that for a while. It's like a spiritual mirror. And it says, and now look, listen to when we get to the end here. You just get so excited sometimes just studying the word, just preparing. So if we want to see what our physical faces look like, we have to look where? In a mirror. That's the only way you can tell how you look is in a mirror. You have never looked your own self in the eye. You can only see a reflection of yourself. And we base everything that we do in the natural on that reflection that we see in the mirror. Now, the person next to you can see you as you are, but you cannot. You can only see a reflection of yourself. And then we make decisions based upon what that mirror says. Why? Why can't we make a decision based on the spiritual mirror? Come on, saint of God. Amen. Let me read on. It says, we can't see our faces directly. No one has ever seen their own face directly with their physical eyes. We can see reflections or pictures of our faces, but we never have looked directly at our faces with our eyes. It cannot be done. We look at the image or reflection, and then we will take action based upon that. And then he goes on to say, likewise, we can't see our spiritual self, but we can look in the mirror of God's word and see who we are in Christ. I love it. Just tells us who we are. And then what we read here, then we make adjustments accordingly. We ain't living right. When we read this, we'll make adjustments accordingly. We don't harden ourselves and come up with excuses about why we ain't doing the right thing. Amen. Well, Pastor, you just don't understand. It's just, I'm just tired of being by you. You ain't by yourself. Amen. You've been deceived. You don't even know the words. God says, Jesus, I'll never leave you. Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Glory to God. You ain't by yourself. Amen. That's flesh talking. Flesh talking. Flesh, you know, all of us got in trouble because of flesh. Amen. Boy, probably 80% of us in here and got in. The worst mistakes we made was flesh mistakes. Dating the wrong people. Having children by the wrong people. Why y'all picking up them? Put them rocks down. Glory to God. Ain't scared of y'all. Glory to God. Y'all don't know whether I'm packing or not. Glory to God. Might have multiple clips in my pocket. You just don't know. Just don't know. Amen. Amen. Goes on repeating, we can't see our spiritual self, but we can look in the mirror of God's word. That's what will tell you who you are, saints of God. Amen. God will tell you the truth. God will tell you the truth. Amen. People will lie to you. Ooh, you think I look good in that dress? Ooh, yeah. That's you, girl. That's you. And then we'll get on the phone and say, girl, do you know? This girl a size 16 trying to get in an 8. Oh, you know, I told her she looked good. You know, I ain't want to hurt her feelings. No, tell people the truth. Say, now that dress look good, but you might need to get a larger size because it's too tight. You can't breathe, girl. You about to faint. Tell people the truth. Amen. You have to do, married couples, you have to do what I call a self-examination. You have to ask your mate, how am I doing? You may think you balling. What they say in that movie, can you handle the truth? Or are you ready to hear what you about to hear? You ask them, how am I doing? And give them the freedom to tell you the truth. Amen. You can have a happy marriage if you do that. Because you can make some mid-course correction. Because it's more than just working and bringing money home. I mean, that's a good thing. Now, you start with that. But that ain't the end all and the be all. You got to be more than just some paychecks coming in. How you treat me when you bring the trick. Glory to God. So, yeah, I got to ask somebody. You don't know. Sometimes they bored me. I ask, how am I doing? Hey, y'all, how am I doing? Sometimes people be scared. You doing all right? I say, hey, don't be scared. I want to know the truth. Not many people will tell you the truth. I'll tell you what they think you want to hear. But I want to hear the truth. Amen. You should want to hear the truth too in a relationship. I think you got going on and folks, you know, just totally bored with you. Amen. Get some spice and spice that thing up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It says God's word, the commentary says God's word is spiritual and reveals our spiritual self. We need to become as sure of our spiritual image as we are of our physical image. That's why, you know, I've been saying we can't just be moved by five senses only. Amen. We got to be moved by the word of God, saints. And it then says, after all, we can't directly see either one. We look at something else, and then we take what we see by faith. That's why your faith is so important. Amen. Go move out on the word by faith. I'm going to comb my hair by faith because the mirror said that my hair needs combing. Glory to God. Amen. You know, if I had hair, I just use that as an example. Praise God. Verse 24, talking about this man that you know won't do the word. But let me read up to 24 again. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Then verse 24 says, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Wow. The commentary says here, a man who doesn't do what he has heard in God's word in James 1:22 is like a man who looks in the mirror but doesn't take any action. Looking in the mirror but not taking any action. Glory to God. You see your wig crooked. You just... Glory to God. Eyelash hanging off. Ain't taking no, you know, don't fool your own self. Yeah, it's all right. This ain't the club. We're dark. We can't nobody tell. It's light. We can see. And another thing, don't fall in love with nobody in the club. You see them in the daytime. Everybody look good when you're drinking and it's dark. Lights flashing, the music playing. Don't do that. Amen. At least have the sense to say, wait a minute, let me check you out for, you know, let's go to lunch. Glory to God. You might go in the restaurant and say, just pay for that lady table there. Get back in the car. Amen. Them lights will fool you. Strobe lights going off, you know, messing with your eyes anyway. Glory to God. You're on your fourth glass of cognac. So you ain't feeling no pain. Everybody looking good. Oh, sound like y'all have been there before. A man who doesn't do what he has heard in God's word is like a man who looks in the mirror but doesn't take any action. He goes on his way and forgets what he has seen. Likewise, we have to keep in front of us the image of God's that God's words paint of our spiritual self. We've got to keep that in front of us, and then we got to act accordingly. What does the word? That's why it's so important for our Bible studies, saints of God, for us to read the word of God, read it for understanding. Amen. If it ain't changing you, then something's wrong. You can't be reading it and truly understand it and still, now, this is what my mama used to call it, ho-hopping. and still do that. Unless you ain't doing the word. See, if you ain't doing the word, your heart will be hard. That's why you find so many pastors in the paper that stole money or got two or three babies in the audience. In the congregation, rather, and people know, how all these children look alike. Somebody ought to have a V8 moment and say, hey, all these children look like the pastor. But, you know, he, as long as he can hoop, we'll let him do what anything he want to do if he can hoop. Y'all know it's true. Happening all around us as we speak. Amen. We got to stand for something, thanks to God. Amen. You know, the leaders got to pull them aside and say, "Hey, we need to talk to you either after service or Monday. Which one can you meet with us? You got to lay it on the line. Can't be playing around this. Our lives are at stake. Amen. Our spiritual education is at stake. Can't be playing around with this thing, saints of God. You got to stop playing around with it too. Ain't just the pastors. Everybody got to stop playing around. You know, y'all want me to act right, so y'all don't want to act right. Amen. If I went to the club with y'all, y'all would fall. Oh, Lord. Yeah, he was in there. He had a fist full of dollars, too. I'd be on Facebook while I mean, wouldn't be afterwards. In y'all been a snuck over and took pictures. Be on Facebook. What's some other things? Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever it is. Golly. But you didn't send yourself. See. Amen. We got two different rules. We want our pastors to act right, but we don't want to act right. Huh. Kind of mess is that? Amen. I might do it one night. Just follow you right on in the club. Have me some ginger ale, though. Amen. Philemon. Oh, I'm going to drink some water while y'all look for that. Some people know where it's at. They done got there pretty quick. Wasn't that far. To the left, two books. Philemon. Here is some good news. Got some more notes and we'll close. Praise God. Here is, boy, I've read the scripture so many times, and it, you know, sometimes the 100th time you get it. Maybe y'all are just a little faster and smarter than me. He might say, no, Pastor, I got that the first time I read it. Well, praise God. Philemon 1. Well, there's only one chapter. Verse 6 says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Wow. This scripture is one of the keys of getting the blessings from point A to point B. And when I read this commentary, I think you'll agree with me. It says that every born-again believer already has faith in God. We do. That's how we got saved. Can y'all? Yeah, never mind. Every born-again believer already has faith of God. Pardon me. The possession of faith is really not the issue. We don't need to beg God to give us more faith. We need to learn to release what we already have. And what this verse is addressing is the word, the key word is communication. Here the word communication means that is the release or the transfer or transmission of our faith begins to work when we acknowledge. Amen. In other words, our faith starts to work. Our faith starts to be released or transferred when we acknowledge all of the good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. And I said, yes, that's it. We don't talk about enough about the good stuff that's in us. We always get up and talk about, you know, well, you know, I, I, you know, I, I was a pimp for 40 years, and man, please, what about the good stuff that's on the inside of you? The Word of God says when we talk about the good stuff, what good stuff? The fact that all of the healing that we'll ever need, all of the financial blessing that we'll ever need, all of the soundness of mind that we'll ever need, all of what fill in the block, the blanks, is already on the inside. Let's start talking about that. Amen. That's what activates, transfers, and releases our faith into these bodies of ours and cause blood pressures to regulate, tumors to dry up, cancers to disappear, AIDS to go away, bones to mend. Amen. And so you got to understand that, saint of God. That Philemon 1:6, look at it over and over and over and over and over till it becomes real to you. And that's why you need a good study Bible, too. Sometimes they just help you out. Amen. It says most Christians are not aware of all the good things that are in us in Christ. Many Christians have bought the lie that there's nothing good in us. And that's a lie. You know, Paul said in Romans 7:8, that in me, that is in my, he's talking about his flesh. He wasn't talking about his spirit. In his flesh dwelleth no good thing. So we take that and run with it, thinking that he's that we're talking about the inner man, but in our flesh, there is no good thing in our flesh. In our spirit, we, sisters and brothers, we load it. We load it, thank to God. We got to start acknowledging that dynamic life restoring, organ fixing, joint restoring power is already on the inside of us. The more we talk about the good that's on the inside of us, it activates our faith to release it into our bodies. Glory to God. And it's a process. Start today. Stop talking about the good stuff. Stop talking about how sorry your husband is. Stop getting on the phone talking about him like a dog to everybody. That's why everybody treats your husband bad, because you talk about him to everybody and they treat him how you talk. Amen. Even if he's acting like that, don't be telling nobody. Because faith comes by hearing. Amen. Even if your children are scoundrels, you know, you ain't got to tell everybody that. You know, we'll know. We're watching. We'll know who the scoundrel. We know who the scoundrels are. But your job is to speak that which's good, the goodness that's in them. Thank you, Lord God. Woo. So he was saying and talking about his flesh. He was saying that apart from Christ, there wasn't any good thing in him. But he wasn't apart from Christ, and neither are we. We are in Christ Jesus, and there are wonderful things in us in Christ. So until we recognize, saints of God, all the good things in our born again spirits, the release of our faith will not be effective. When we begin to learn what has happened to us in the spirit, the effectiveness of our faith will increase in a proportion to our knowledge. So the more our faith comes by hearing, the more we hear ourselves say about what all the good things that's on the inside of you. Amen. Because we always identify with our ex, you know, and they're all your conversation. You know, you get with all your ex buddies. That's all you're talking about. All, you know, what you did in prison, you know, what you did in this place. You know, forget about that stuff. You got to start talking about the good stuff in you. That's why most Christians are not active in the church, because they hear they are more in tune to the past than they are what they already have on the inside of them. Why? Because they talk about the past all the time with everybody. Amen. Don't care what you used to be. What are you now? What's on the inside of you now? Acknowledge that so it can start to be released on the inside of outside of us. You know, stop calling yourself. You know, say, I'm tired. You know, you be talking to that. You know, you call your own self fat. Stop doing that. He said, the power of God is on the inside of me to lose weight. Glory to God. Amen. And I release it. Glory to God into my body. Now, you don't be doing that with four cinnamon rolls in your hand. Now you're playing. Now you're playing. Amen. Now, you can eat your cinnamon rolls, but you got to just be moderate. You know, with your cinnamon rolls. Can't eat four. You know, maybe you eat one or a half of one. You know, but you got to eat four.
Well, it takes me four to get off, Pastor.
Well, you keep on getting off. You keep on getting off. Amen. Boy, I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but I just got so excited when I got, you know, as I say, something happened along the way. Start studying one thing, something else jumped out. I said, oh, this is it. This is what I've been looking for. How do I get that from one point to another? Know my spirit is 100% pure. Know that I'm totally holy on the inside. How do I get this into this mortal body of mine? Amen. So it can walk in divine health. You know, so that sickness and disease flees as I speak the word of God over myself. And glory to God. So the answers was in Philemon. Acknowledging the good that's on the inside of you. Amen. So you ain't going back to all them used to be days. How the enemy was trying to get in your head. Always taking you back to your past. Always taking it back. And when he take you to your past, you take him to the word. He try to take you to the past, take him to the word. Glory to God. That's where your future at. Is in the word of God. It's in the word of God. Amen. My. Amen. So it's not about what we do, saints of God, but it's about what's been done for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's already done. Look at somebody and say, it's already done. It's already done. Tell them again, say, it's already done. Amen. So by faith, release that which is in your born-again spirit. Start releasing it out into your flesh. Amen. And tell your flesh. That is healed, that is whole, that is well. And it's a process, and you got to do it over and over again. And remember now, you're not just a man or a woman. Glory to God. You're one-third holy, righteous, and perfect. Amen. See, and as you renew your mind, this truth will become more and more real to you, that you are a special person. No man don't make you complete you or make you perfect, or no woman. Glory to God, you are already there. Amen. Then, when somebody is worthy enough, glory to God, to occupy that space next to you, glory to God. Amen. Then you got a little slice of heaven right here on earth. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If you choose to go that route. Amen. Got to know who you are. Got to know who you are. And that's what Paul, we're going to close, so I'm not going to go there. That's what Paul was, those first three chapters of Ephesians, talking about what we already have. That's why he was saying in that first prayer that the eyes of our understanding, glory to God. In other words, he's saying, God, open their eyes so they can see what they already got on the inside of them, the goodness that's already on the inside of them, so they can release it, glory to God, into their bodies. I don't know about y'all, but I done preached myself half y'all almost up here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's do a double team here. Let's double team the devil. Elder Brendan, Elder Deborah, y'all come up and close, pray, whatever you want to do. Y'all break, y'all do what the Lord tell you to do. Put some sister double team on him. Bust him in his mouth. Ain't nobody going to be mad. Thank you, Lord God. Already done. Already done, saints. Amen. And it's just a matter of time before others will see. the manifestation of your faith. Woo, glory. My, my, my. My, my. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Lord. We come today bearing gifts from God, and they are free. Don't have to pay anything. There's no admission price. So we come, first of all, to bear the gift of salvation from Jesus. I wrote down a scripture so we'll be on one accord with the Word of God. And it's coming from Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. And it says, but saith it, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth,
yes,
and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that Jesus is raised from the dead, then thou shalt be saved.
Yes. Yes.
So the first gift that I've come to bring you today is salvation. It's free, and it's on the table for taking. So if anybody is here that has not received Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, I bid you to come at this time. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that life is only in Jesus. Only in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you would just lift up your hands, if there's anybody here, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Also, I have another gift to offer that's on the table, and I'm going to pass the baton to my big sister, Deborah, yes, to bring that gift.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus said that he could not go away because he said, if I don't go away, the comforter won't come.
Wow.
He said, so I must go away so that that comforter can come. And know why he had to go away? Because he could only be with a small group of people at one time. But when the comforter comes, he can be with each one of us living on the inside of us. Amen. So he said, I have to go away so that my people who are called by my name will have the strength and the empowerment, the sustaining power of God, so that they can walk this Christian journey. Amen. So that we can be his witnesses. Because the only way we can be his witnesses is as we are endowed with that power. So we stop slip sliding back and forth like a ship that's tossed to and fro. So as we are in that word, amen, and the comforter comes and lives on the inside of us, the gift that God has sent back for us, freely. And all we have to do is receive it. Just like we believe the faith that the pastor's already talked about in Philemon, that says that all we have to do is ask the Father and he will give us the
thank
gift.
You.
And that gift is
thank
the
you.
Holy Spirit. Because that gift was so important, so he told his disciples now to go down to Jerusalem and don't you leave now until you receive the power that you need to go out and be my witnesses. He said, the power will come, but don't leave until you receive that power. And we need that power. Amen. Amen. And the evidence that you have received the gift of the Spirit is speaking in tongues. That's just the evidence that you received it, because it's much more than speaking in tongues. Because you need the power. We need to be endowed with the power from on high. So today I say to you, if you have not received that free gift of the Holy Spirit, that we'll pray with you right now that you might receive. The pastor's been teaching on it. If there's still things that you might have questions about,
you
can always ask the pastor or one of the elders. But if you now believe that you can receive that gift of the Holy Spirit that is freely given to each one of God's people, because the prerequisite is that you must be born again. Amen? You must be born again in order to receive this additional gift. Amen? So if you would like us to pray with you right now to receive.